Good afternoon, ladies and gentlefong. Tonight we present a play of sadism, terror, excrement, masochism, and a little honey. The play is entitled Bzzz, or The Day of the Bees, or Bazoo. What is a bee? The popular opinion of a bee is a small, yellow and black striped insect that can inflict a small pain to its victim via a stinger.
Ow!
Or later dies.
Chop, chop, chop.
This is dumb.
I don't know.
We're gonna have to read through it before we can.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It didn't help any.
Let's read through it.
Huh?
Let's read through it, alright?
Let's do another goon show. We can do that in 15 minutes.
Yeah. We better do the batter pudding hurler in. I'll hope, try to get this one done later.
Yeah, where's the batter? 2 inches of aggression.
The dreaded batter pudding hurler. Take one. How young Ned Segun was called in by the terrorized gentlefolk of Bexhill to help track down the dreaded batter pudding hurler. Striking when least expected, the hurler caused such havoc during the blackout of 1941 that troops massed against the German invasion were ordered to join the hunt. A trail of cold batter puddings eventually led Ned Segun to North Africa, where, with the aid of Major Bloodnock, he finally cornered the traitor in the Terror of Bexhill-on-Sea, or the dreaded batter pudding hurler. The English Channel, 1941. Across the silent strip of green-gray water in England, coastal towns were deserted, except for people. Despite the threat of invasion and the stringent blackout rules, elderly gentlefolk of Bexhill-on-Sea still took their evening constitutions.
It's quite windy on these cliffs, Minnie.
Oh, what a nice summer evening. Typical English.
Ah, yes, the rain's lovely and warm. I think I'll take off one of my raincoats.
Oh,
here, hold my elephant gun.
Oh, I still don't know what you brought it for. You can't shoot elephants in England.
Huh, why not?
They're out of season.
Does this mean we'll have to have pelican for dinner again?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so.
Then I'll risk it. I'll shoot an elephant out of season.
Rubbish.
Listeners who are listening will, of course, realize that Minnie and Henry are talking
rubbish.
As a rooted people will realize, there are no elephants in Sussex. They're only found in Kent North on a straight line drawn between 2 points, thus making it the shortest distance.
Ah, well, if that's how it is, I can't shoot any.
Oh, come. Come, Henry. We better be getting home.
I can't.
I don't want to be caught on the beaches if there's an invasion.
Neither do I. I'm wearing a dirty shirt and I don't... Minnie?
What?
Did you hear a cast iron door just close then?
Oh, don't be silly, Henry. Who'd be walking around these cliffs with a gas oven?
Freddy Cracker.
Yes, but apart from the obvious ones, I would really want
Tarzan? Oh dear, police! English police! Lock out here!
Not too loud, they'll hear you!
Oh.
Can I help you, sir?
Ha! Are you a policeman?
No, I'm a constable.
What's the difference?
They're spelled differently. Oh! Now, what's happened to this dear old silver bearded lady?
She was struck down from behind.
You got a moment too soon. Congratulations, sir!
I didn't do it!
Coward, hand back your medal. Now tell me, who did this felonious deed? What has happened to her?
It's too dark to see. Strike a light.
Not allowed to blackout.
Strike a dark light.
No, madam, we daren't. By only 28 miles across the English Channel, the Germans are watching this coast.
Don't be a silly pilly policeman. They can't see a little match being struck.
Oh, all right. Any questions?
Yes! Where are my lights?
Oh, look at them.
Thank you.
Are you now aware of the danger from the German long-range gun?
I've got it. I have the answer. Just by chance, I happen to have on me a box of German matches.
Wonderful. Strike one. They won't fire at their own matches.
Of course not. Now, curse! It's the British.
We tried using a candle, but it wasn't very bright, and we daren't light it. So we waited for dawn. And there, in the light of the morning sun, we had saw what struck Miss Bannister. It was a batter pudding.
Still warm, Minnie.
Thank heaven, I just hate cold batter puddings.
Come, Minnie.
Right.
I'll take you home. Oh, give you a hot bath. Rub you down with Vaseline.
Oh,
put plaster on your back.
Oh,
give your feet a mustard bath, and then put you to bed.
Do you know this woman?
Of course I do. This is Miss Minnie Banister, world-famous poker player. Give her a good poke and she'll do anything you like.
Well, get her off this cliff. It's dangerous. Meantime, I must report this to the inspector. I'll call on you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
As I swam ashore, I dried myself to save time. That night, I lay awake in my air-conditioned dustbin, thinking, who on earth could have wanted to strike another with a batter pudding? Obviously, it wouldn't happen again, so I fell asleep. Nothing much happened that night, except that I was struck with a batter pudding. It is all rather confusing, really.
In the months to come, 38 batter puddings were hurled at Miss Banister. A madman was at large. Scotland Yard was called in.
Inspector Seagun, my name's Hercules Griptee Team, Special Investigation.
Yes?
This batter pudding hurler, he's made a fool of the police.
Oh, I disagree. We were fools long before he came along.
Oh, you silly, twisted boy. Nevertheless, he's got to be stopped. Now, Seagun.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Now, these batter puddings. They were obviously thrown by hand.
Oh, not necessarily. Some people are pretty clever with their feet.
For instance?
Tom Cringinut.
Who's he?
He's a man who's pretty clever with his feet.
What's his name?
Jim Moran.
Sergeant Throat?
Sir!
Make a note of that.
Right, anything else?
Yes.
Right!
Good. Now, Seagun, these batter puddings, were they all identical?
All except for the last one. Inside it, we found this!
Ah! Oh, how phallic. An army boot.
Oh, yeah.
So, the dreaded hurler's a military man. Any troops in town?
Yes, the 56th Heavy Underwater Artillery.
Get there at once. Arrest the first soldier you see wearing one boot.
Ying Tong Il Lai Po.
Ibbity, right, ibbity, blah, blah, blah. How dare you come here to my HQ with such an...
I must ask you to parade your men.
Why?
I'm looking for a criminal.
You find your own. It took me years to get this log.
Ying Tong Il Lai Po.
Very well, then go ahead.
I walked among the ranks looking for the soldier with one boot, but my luck was out. The entire regiment was barefooted, except for the officers, who wore reinforced concrete sacks.
Look, Seagun, it's getting dark. You can't see in this light.
I'll strike a light. First, I forgot about the Germans.
We were Betty Boys.
Well, who are you?
Lance Private Eccles. But most people call me by my nickname.
What's that?
Nick.
I inspected the man closely. He was the nearest thing I'd seen to a human being without actually being one.
Surely you don't suspect this man. Why, we were together in the same company during that terrible disaster.
And what company was that?
Joshua Dar.
Oh, I don't wish to know that, but wait. At last, by the light of a passing glue factory, I saw that Eccles was only wearing one boot.
Well, he got one boot.
I know, but why are you wearing it on your head?
Because that fits, that's why.
Yeah, let me see their boot. Saturn, then size 19. Hello, what kind of size head do you have?
Size 19. Oh,
good. Defense was perfect. Major Bloodnock?
How dare you call me Major Bloodnock?
Why, that's your name.
In that case, I forgive you.
Where's this man's other boot?
Stolen.
By whom?
A thief.
Sure it wasn't a pickpocket?
Positive. Eccles never keeps his boots in his pocket.
Damn. They all had watertight alibis. But just to make sure, I left it in a fish tank overnight. Next morning, my breast pocket phone rang.
Mr. Seagood. Minnie's been struck with another batter pudding.
Why, that's nothing new.
Huh? It was. This one was stone cold. Crazy.
Cold? Oh, my God.
Ah, yes. He must be losing interest in her.
That proves that the Phantom Batter Pudding has had his gas pipe cut off. Taxi!
It is all rather confusing, really.
Caught you playing with yourself again, didn't we?
Months went by. Still no sign of the dreaded hurler. Finally, I walked the streets of Mexico at night disguised as a human man. Then, suddenly... Nothing happened, but it happened suddenly. Disappointed, I lit my pipe. Curse those Germans.
Pardon me, my friend.
I turned to see the speaker. He was a tall man wearing sensible feet and a head to match. He was dressed in the full white outfit of a savoir chef. Around his waist, there were tied several thousand cooking instruments. Behind him, he pulled a portable gas stove from which issued the smoke of batter pudding.
Could I borrow a match? You see, my gas has gone out and my batter pudding was just browning.
Certainly. Here, now, keep the whole box. I have another set at home.
So rich. Well, very well, thank you, monsieur. You have saved my batter pudding from getting cold. There is nothing worse than being struck down. How am I called? Batter pudding.
Oh, yes. Arriva. Arrivederci. I watched the strange man as he pulled the gas stove away into the darkness, but I couldn't waste time watching him. My job was to find a dreaded batter pudding hurler. On December 21st, the hurler changed his tactics. That day, Miss Bannister was struck with a batter pudding. Hey, naturally, I searched the workhouse.
Ah, Mr. Snicklecrumb. Mr. Snicklecrumb. Snickling Crumb.
Ah, Mr. Crumb, Miss Bannister, what are you doing here?
Ah, Minnie got a letter this morning.
It
proves that the batter pudding hurler is a bride.
Why? What? How? Who? Where? Why?
Ah!
It has lipstick?
Of course not. It's got batter pudding in the form of a lip. It was postmarked Africa, and inside was a portion of batter pudding.
Yes, he hasn't forgotten me.
He hasn't forgotten me.
So, he's in Africa! Now we've got him cornered. I must leave at once. Blue Bottle!
I heard you call, my captain. I heard my captain call. Which Freudian's applause, not a sausage. Puts an I don't care expression as done by Margaret Thatcher at Blackpool Conservative Rally.
Blue Bottle, you and I are going to Africa.
Good! Can we take sandwiches?
Only for food. Any questions?
No!
I can answer that. Can you?
No!
Ignorant swine, got that down, Sergeant Throat?
Right, sir!
Good. Great. We can catch the very next troop to convoy to Algiers. And who better drive us?
Sugan and Blue Bottle traveled by sea. To avoid detection by enemy U-boats, they spoke German throughout their voyage, heavily disguised as Spaniards.
See?
As an added precaution, they traveled on separate decks and wore separate shoes on different occasions.
The ship was disguised as a train. To make the train seaworthy, it was done up to look like a boat and painted to appear like a train.
It is all rather confusing, really.
Also aboard were Major Bloodknock and his regiment. When we were 10 miles from Algiers, we heard a dreaded cry.
Moynihan! Dreadful Sea Moynihan!
What's happening here? Why all these men cowering down on the decks, the cowards?
There's a mine ahead.
Alert!
Funny, he wasn't dressed for swimming.
Oh, there's no need to worry about that mine.
Yes, I must worry. I don't want to be deaded. I'm wearing my best cardboard shirt.
Oh,
Mommy
that...
puts on cardboard tin hat.
Oh, that mine can't hurt us. In 12 hours!
Eccles, is the ship sinking?
Only below the sea.
We must try and help save the ship! Help, get me into this lifeboat!
Oh, it's no good. The ship won't fit into the lifeboat.
Oh, God. What a ghastly oversight by the designer. Never mind, it leaves room for one more in the boat.
I'm willing to fill the vacancy.
How did you get back on board?
I was molested by a lobster with a disgusting mind.
Right. Bloodknock, do your duty.
Women and children first!
Bloodknock, take off that dress.
Don't leave me behind.
And why not?
Give me time, which I took. I'll think of a reason.
All right, wait here until apple blossom time. Meantime, Sigun. Norway!
I'll play £5 for a place in the boat!
You swine, Bloodknock!
Business is business. Get in, Eccles.
Da, da, da.
Look, I'll pay £20 for a place in the boat!
You double-crosser, Eccles!
Get in, Captain Sigoon!
Thank you, Eccles, my friend.
£30 for a place in the boat!
You ain't my friend.
Oh, good old Sigun, you saved me.
My pal.
I'll play £50 for a place in the boat.
And listeners who are listening will have heard two splashes. This means that both Bloodknock and Sigun have been heard mercilessly into the water. Now, who could have done this?
I do it! Yeah, I hid behind a tin of dry biscuits, and then I grabbed your little pink tootsies, and up into the waters.
Come on, you saved my life.
We all make mistakes. I like this game. What school did you go to?
Reform.
Tricked by the brilliant plenty of Blue Bottle Eccles, Bloodknock and I floundered in the sea.
Fortunately, we passed the unoffending lifeboat and dragged ourselves aboard.
We had no oars, but luckily found two outboard mortals and we rolled with them.
Brilliant.
Oh my god. For 30 days, we drifted to and fro. But then, hunger came upon us.
If I don't eat soon, I'll die. And if I die, I won't eat soon. Wait! smell cooking, or do my ears deceive me?
He was right. He had smelly ears. Something was cooking. There, in the other end of the lifeboat, was a smelly stove. Could this be the end of our search?
Oh, knock on the door!
Sailing over the mountain. Just a minute, I'm in the bath. Stay here, rubber ducky. Here I come. Good morning, you.
Whee! Remember back, Sil. I lent you the matches.
Hey, you don't want them back.
Don't move! I arrest you as the dreaded batter pudding hurler. Hands up, you devil! Don't move, this finger is loaded.
If you kill me, I promise you will never take me alive.
Wait! How can we prove it?
That batter pudding in the corner of the stove is evidence enough for us. We've got him!
But it wasn't easy. 40 days!
We drifted in the open bog.
Ah, blah, 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 blah! I tell you, Seagoon, let's eat the batter pudding, or we'll starve!
No, do you hear me? No! That's the only evidence we've got! Though I must admit this hunger does give one an appetite.
We must eat it, or never, die!
Never!
We must!
Never! Never!
And that, we fear, is the end of our story. Except, of course, for the end. We let listeners to submit what they think should be the classic ending. Should Seagoon eat the batter pudding and live, or leave it, and in the cause of justice, die. Meantime, for those of you who lack a happy ending, here it is.
Darling?
Darling?
Darling? Darling, will you marry me?
Of course I will, darling.
Let's go to bed right now. Thank you, and good night.
That was the Goon Show, I recorded a program between Peter Sellers and Alex Seagoon. I'm going to go to the other one. I'm going to go to the other one. I'm going to go to the other one. I'm going to go to the other one.